9 South Dakota National Guard soldiers are assisting Monument Health with COVID-19 testing. West River's only hospital system made the request late last week as COVID-19 spreads quickly across the region. And today, the health system announced it will delay non-essential surgeries because of the increase in COVID patients. SDPB's Lee Strubinger has this report.
9 National Guard members are helping the Rapid City-based healthcare system with COVID tests at all its drive-through testing locations from Belle Fourche to Custer. The health system has performed almost 3,000 tests in the last week. Nearly 30% came back positive. Monument Health says it has adequate supplies for increased testing. The National Guard assistance will help the system to test more patients and fully utilize its testing equipment. Ian Fury is a spokesperson for Governor Kristi Noem. He says the governor talked about state support with hospital leaders last week. Fury says Monument Health asked for help and testing efforts, so the state sent soldiers with that training.
Like Governor Noem said, since the start of the pandemic, we're always monitoring hospital capacity. Thankfully, we're not nearly as high in that regard as we were in some of the times last fall, but we're continuing to monitor hospital capacity. And if we can test folks, get them isolated, it'll help slow down the spread of the virus so that we can continue to manage that hospital capacity effectively.
Monument Health is treating twice as many COVID-19 patients in the Black Hills as they had 1 week ago. The system is treating more than 100 patients right now. A month ago, there were just 5. Dan Daly is a spokesperson with Monument Health. He says most of these patients are unvaccinated. Daly says the system is extremely busy.
We're doing a number of things, including converting some of our patient rooms for intensive care patients. We're shifting some staff around to help out at the hospitals.
Daly says the system is considering other measures and will adjust its operations to meet the needs of the community. I'm SDPB's Lee Strubinger in Rapid City.